com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Robert Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, what do you guys want to do this hour? It is the Robert Scott Bell Show, the United States of Health Talk Radio. Last hour, John Rappaport, we covered a lot of great stuff. Back to school vaccines, the assault on children, the bogus shot schedule, and of course Donald Trump saying, hey, there's a link between vaccines and autism. You want in on that? Give me a call at 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. You can be in. And I know I'm not selling any 9/11 coloring books. You can be sure of that. Not happening here. What else we got on tap? This hour, of course, the race to kidnap your children. That's right. Modern medicine in collusion with big government and big media assaults the families, kidnaps the children of families who have woken up to the reality of the dangers of modern allopathic toxic chemotherapy for cancer, as well as radiation. Now, you might say it's legitimate. There's a way to use it. And I might not argue that there might be places and times to use modern medicine, even for cancer therapy. Although I would urge you to go back and listen to some archives of the Robert Scott Bell Show, particularly one recent interview I had with Dr. Thomas Lodi, who found a way to actually use chemotoxic agents, chemotherapy, at extremely low doses with specific precursor to open up the receptor sites on those cancer cells with some insulin. A fascinating discussion. You won't hear that in the mainstream media because they want to blast you with as much chemo as they can sell you. And if you can't pay for it, well, Obama says everybody else will. Unless they say, hey, your child's not worthy, and becomes a statistic of the fact that you economically cannot provide mandatory disease management for everybody. But that is on tap. Joni Cox is going to join me today. She's also from Natural News Radio. You know, we do additional 5 days of the week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We do. Yeah, we do. The Robert Scott Bell Show becomes the United States and world of health talk radio. Monday through Friday, Natural News starting at noon Eastern every day. But right now, we kick it off. The week kicks off right here on GCN Sundays on the Robert Scott Bell Show. As I said, 800-259-5791. If you'd like to call me during the week, there's a toll-free number. You can reach me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. And that'll get you plugged in to the United States of Health Talk Radio and the world 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Hey, there's a Ron Paul event going on. You know that? At the Sun Dome, as we're dodging the waves of Tropical Storm Hurricane Isaac. They're calling it the We Are the Future Rally, live from the USF Sun Dome in Tampa. And we're going to have exclusive audio, first breaking news here on the Robert Scott Bell Show in just a little bit. Things that are coming. This is happening now, and we've got some audio that I'll be bringing to you momentarily. Also, the RNC is concerned about anarchy. Anarchy, the RNC, the Republican National Committee, is concerned about anarchy. You know who's in anarchy? The RNC is already in anarchy. They keep changing the rules. And they're saying, you Ron Paul people, you're not willing to compromise. Well, what's the point of compromising when it doesn't matter? If we don't, you're just going to do the same thing anyway. As they took half of the delegates from Maine and gave them to Romney. Hats off to the Maine delegation for standing their ground and showing the RNC to be the criminal, well, we call it chaos, we call it anarchists that they are. No, no, it's not the Liberty people, it's not the Ron Paul people that are anarchy. They're actually the ones following the rules. Well, we have the rally, we have the audio, we have our first clip from a guest that I've had on here a number of times over the last couple of years, a senior campaign advisor to Ron Paul. His name is Doug Weed. Doug Weed, he's a good guy, and he's actually been involved in some presidential, not only campaigns, but actually administrations, including the Bushes. But he woke up and recognized the brilliance of Ron Paul. Let's hear from Doug Weed at this morning's event going on right now at the Sun Dome.
We are here to celebrate the life and legacy and ongoing work of Dr. Ron Paul, a man who wouldn't take a bribe, who won't work with the lobbyists, a man who wouldn't take a congressional junket because he knew it was a paid vacation, a man who wouldn't participate in the congressional pension because you didn't get to have that opportunity, who never voted for a tax increase, who never voted for an unbalanced budget, and who refused to go in to buy stocks and then go into little rooms with his colleagues to decide on the legislation and the regulations that would make those stocks go up or down.
Is it any reason why, is there a reason why there's such a loyal following to Ron Paul? Who else has done that? Who else has done that in government? I mean, come on. This guy is a modern-day founding father. The people are yearning for honesty, integrity, forthrightness. They're seeing through the games. They're seeing through Obama. They're seeing through Romney. I'm not saying everybody is, because a lot of the RNC delegates have lined up and said, oh, we're going to be good little Republicans, good little Republican neocons. We don't claim to be, but we are, that will, you know, say, hey, we must have Romney because we don't want Obama. And I'm not here on the Robert Scott Bell Show to tell you we want Obama. No, we don't. But do I think Romney is really going to be a functional difference, significant difference? Maybe a mild one. Slightly. But is it enough? Some people would say, we'll tap the brakes a little bit as we're going off the cliff. Is that enough for you? And I think many people, particularly those in the Ron Paul crowd, have said, no, that's not enough for me. And therefore, you're making a different decision. And I support you in that, whether you participate or not. Let's hear this clip, too, from Doug Weed at the Sun Dome rally going on right now.
I read a blog just a couple of days ago. It said that this event was in bad taste. So I decided that instead of defining what we're doing here today, I would take the time given to me to define bad taste. This is not bad taste. This is the right of free assembly. Now let me define for you bad taste. Bad taste is booing the golden rule. Bad taste is hundreds of brown-shirted young men with jackboots and machine guns driving around the streets of Tampa in golf carts. They could have at least put them in blue. Bad taste is snuffing out every vestige of democracy from the precinct caucuses to the district conventions to the county conventions to the state conventions and giving all the power to 10 white fat men who will hereafter meet in a room and decide what everything will happen in their party.
Isn't that incredible? Yeah, the tyranny of the RNC, the chaos of the RNC. What else of the RNC? Yes, the anarchy of the RNC, who changes the rules because they don't like what's happening. That there are people who love liberty, that actually along this, oh, we'll just get along. It's okay if we bomb women and children. We abort fetuses overseas, even though they claim to be against aborting fetuses here in the United States. Let's hear from Doug. I mean, this is very inspiring. I'm glad we're getting these clips in. Thanks to my producer, Super Don, for getting these things together. This is ongoing right now. By the way, if you're dodging the tropical storm / Hurricane Isaac, I don't hope the umbrella. I mean, I've seen some of the rains coming down sideways. Enjoy that, but enjoy that indoors at the Ron Paul rally, or if you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show right now. Let's hear from Doug Weed one more time.
Bad taste is making that decision and then sneaking off to your hotel room, refusing to talk to the press, or refusing to meet even with members of your own delegation. bad taste is telling poor people that they are getting benefits and they're not paying taxes for it while you rob them blind with the inflation, the tax of inflation, and by tinkering with the monetary system, you are taking from those very poor people. Bad taste is taking away from the middle class the only wealth they have left, the value of their homes. Bad taste is crushing the poor and the elderly, wiping out their retirements. And I'm glad you brought up the Fed, because bad taste is auditing a waitress to make sure she pays taxes on her tip money, but not auditing the Federal Reserve.
Nice. Well, go Doug Weed, man. What a, he was nailing it. See, there are Republican pundits out there that are saying it's in bad taste that these loyal followers, if you will, or activists for Ron Paul are saying, hey, we don't want you to do that. That's in bad taste because we need to coronate Mitt Romney, the king of the Republicans. Bad taste? My aspirin bad taste. Bad taste is the RNC basically going into a state of anarchy by changing the rules, because they don't like what's happening. They can go cry in their pasteurized milk. By the way, Ron Paul and the gang tried to put on raw milk on the platform. That got rejected. No surprise there. What else we're going to find out? Well, we've got lots more healing to do on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll have some more audio clips from the Sun Dome in Tampa, St. Pete area to hear about the inspiring things happening as opposed to the old folks. And I don't mean by age. I mean in consciousness, that are tapping into the neocon drug at the RNC this week because they didn't like what Ron Paul and the people following Ron Paul were doing. We got that coming up. But Joni Cox, my dear friend, she's also the host of Homegrown Health on National News Radio. She's going to update us on a shocking new kidnapping of a child who they want to put on chemotherapy, despite the alternative therapies working and the child improving. Stand by for that and lots more on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it all out. Say thanks to our sponsors. Go to robertscottbell.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio.
Run! It's Godzilla!
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, what would happen to you? You're a parent. I'm a parent. What happened if your child had cancer? And you might have even gone the conventional route initially and realized, oh, my gosh, the conventional route might kill my child. And you decide to go to an alternative doc, a doc that does not necessarily poison the child or radiate the child to get them well. And what if you did that and they started getting better? And all signs were very positive. But one of the oncologists gets word of that and says, whoa, and calls Child Protective Services, gets the government involved at the point of a gun to steal your child away. How many times must this happen? And it's happening again. Happening again to the Jay Matthews family. And to report on this right now, we're going to be following this up during the week as well on the Robert Scott Bell Show. My dear friend and colleague, Joni Cox, she's the host of Homegrown Health on National News Radio as well. Joni, thank you for being with me live today on the DCN show.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me, Robert. And this is such a topic that is near and dear to my heart. I first heard about Jay Matthews back in June, and I actually covered that on my show, so you can go to the archives on naturalnewsradio.com. It's the June 13th show to first expose this issue with Jay. Jay Matthews is a pharmacist. He's a dad in Chicago. He has four children. He supports his whole family. His wife stays home taking care of the children. And back in April, in the middle of April, they went to India on vacation. And his daughter's a gymnast. She's 8 years old. Selena is her name. She, was experiencing some pain in her shoulder. And they went ahead and took her in, thinking maybe she sprained it because she's so active. Just wanted to double check and make sure everything's okay. They discovered osteosarcoma in her right shoulder. And in India, thinking that the United States has much more superior medical care, they suggested him to come back immediately to the States. And that's exactly what they did in the best interest of their child. He went to Children's Hospital in Chicago, and they wanted to start chemo. Of course, he said, wait a minute, you know, let me research this. I need to figure out what the drugs are that you're wanting to administer to her. And come to find out, the five-year plan on this chemotherapy, this toxic chemotherapy that has no FDA approval for use in pediatrics, according to the insert, the six-year outlook looked very grim. The long-term side effects looked way worse, of course, than the usual side effects that children have to sustain as a result of normal chemotherapy. So being the pharmacist that he was, he said, no, I don't want to do that. And the doctor said, well, you have 2 days or I'm taking her.
See, this is the thing that's horrible. I mean, you know, Jay, the dad, is a pharmacist. He knows he's not somebody out of whatever. I mean, they like to claim that, you're a country bumpkin. It's like, no, even if that were the case, I still have a problem with this. But the state basically claims ownership of your children, and they sanction only one religion. People don't realize this. You worship at your church or synagogue on the weekend, forget it. Monday through Friday, you are inadvertently worshiping at the Church of Biological Mysticism. That's right. The government-sanctioned state religion is modern medicine, and you're finding it out now when you decide to go a different way than the Church of Oncology in this case.
Absolutely, and that's, unfortunately, you know, he's like, had I known then what I knew now, I would have not taken her there. You know, they would have just sought alternative treatments right off the get-go. But, of course, he's just doing what any parent does. Their child is sick. They take them to the place where sick people go. And not expecting that their people in their own industry to turn on them the minute they say, I want a second opinion, or I'd like to look out some alternative therapies, because, gee, this seems really harsh for an 8-year-old to go through. Oh, and mind you, too, that doctor also said, well, we might want to consider having a few of her ovaries removed so we can freeze them, because she'll be rendered completely sterile at 8 years old as a result of this chemotherapy.
you know, this is horrific. And, of course, now they're at a point where the child is under what do we call government custody in this hospital right now. The parents can't access her. What's going on?
Yeah, it's not at Children's Hospital. He, in fact, fled the state of Illinois and went to Arizona, keeping CPS informed the whole time. He had her treated at Invita Clinic, where she was doing great for a few months, and he obviously had to come back to Illinois to get back to work. All of that was paid out-of-pocket expense, and they started noticing some swelling. So,
Which is pretty normal, by the way. In the recovery process, the detox pathways are challenged. It's not necessarily indicative of the growth of cancer.
Exactly, exactly. And so then he sought out another treatment out in New York City with Dr. Lederman and Dr. Grace. It's a gamma knife, minimum amount of radiation to cut out the tumor, even though it had shrunk. So she's recovering from that currently. Well, the pain got so bad and the swelling started after that procedure, he took her to Rush Hospital in Chicago, to the emergency room. That is where she remains. They refuse to discharge her until she started chemotherapy.
Is there any way that he can sue this out? Because I think if you start going after these doctors and nurses in individual capacity, as opposed to trying to sue the government, which is a losing cause in most cases, unless you have someone like Jonathan Emord, that would be a targeted goal. Is anybody advising him on this?
Not that I know of at this time. I'm seeking out as much as I can on my Facebook page. I'm seeking out listeners to please inform people that they know who might be able to help so I can help him get in contact with a legal team. Because at this point, all they're wanting to do is have her treated and take her back to the last doctor who saw her in New York City. But it's like a dog peeing contest. This Paul Kent, the oncologist at Rush Hospital, insists he's Mr. Osteosarcoma. And he's so arrogant and so haughty, he insists that his form of treatment is better than another doctor's.
Well, the haughty arrogance in here, I mean, we should put him through the same treatment he wants to put the kid through when it hasn't even been approved in pediatric oncology. And this shows you the arrogance. And we talk about it with Dr. Nick Gonzalez, who is as skilled as anybody, having gone through these treatment, or not the treatment, but certainly all the protocols to go where he's gone in his medical profession or career. And this is something that, is there a way we can reach out to Dr. Paul Kent and let him know of our displeasure?
Yeah, we should. I'm sure we could go to Rush Hospital's website and find his email and try to start, you know, advocating for this father who's been told more than once by more than one doctor that all of the children will be taken away and they'll be criminally charged if Selena isn't administered chemotherapy.
Well, I'd like to do that so we can see, Joni, I know you're going to be following it this week on your show. I'll be following up on the Robert Scott Bell Show this week as well, if we can get some access. And I know that the father is willing to go on the air, but right now is just so exhausted, hasn't slept in days. And I can't imagine the terror that is being exerted upon him by the state and by modern medicine and by probably a government media complex that is not on his side.
Right. It does absolutely seem that they are mounting some kind of war against him, in the sense, because when he had to go face 12 different members in a boardroom, including this oncologist, Paul Kent, and he said to them, as a parent, are you telling me that I have no say-so in the choice of treatment for my child? And their response was, we have to consult the ethics board.
Yeah, exactly. Well, if you think you have your own kids and they're your own kids, think again, especially if you have gotten a marriage license, if you've given your child a birth certificate, acquiesce to that, because they make your child a vessel of the state. The fruits of the marriage become property of the state when you do something that goes against the state-sanctioned religion of modern medicine. Joni Cox, I love you dearly. Thank you for reporting on this. We'll be talking more this week, well, on this and more. Thank you, Joni. Listen, lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We have got to cover Ron Paul. The updates are coming, as well as gastrointestinal health and preventing all kinds of ailments and diseases. Stay with me.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganix. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganix.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganix.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix. Life's getting better.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we're bouncing a bit between political healing, of course, the sanctity of the family, the RNC anarchy, the Ron Paul event that's going on right now at the Sun Dome, as well as vaccine threats, vaccine damage. And there's an article here in the show notes as well about the issue of vaccine damage, although they don't call it that. On Fox News, they've got it listed, gut infections may be linked to inflammatory bowel disease. Well, there's your moment of duh. I mean, a gastrointestinal infection can send the immune system into overdrive. Of course it can. And what happens? Oh, they're acknowledging that your immune cells will even target beneficial gut bacteria as it goes crazy trying to kill things. But this is a mouse study, so they say it doesn't prove a potential link between gut infections and the later development of inflammatory bowel disease such as Crohn's. But I'm going to reverse this and say it's the inflammation caused by vaccines and the treatment of gut infections that is actually causing later in life Crohn's disease. irritable bowel disease, diverticulitis, colitis, candida, yeast overgrowth. All of these things that if you go to a traditional allopathic doctor or gastroenterologist, they will disavow any knowledge. Disavow any knowledge of what I'm saying right here, which is factual, which is true. That the gut damage that we receive from modern medicine, the Church of Biological Mysticism, is the starting point of the destruction in and a lifelong inflammatory cascade that starts in childhood with vaccines and antibiotics, but is made worse or exacerbated by additives, preservatives, colorings, flavorings, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, GMOs, genetically modified organisms. This past week, I talked about the fact that Monsanto is pulling out all the stops, spending tens of millions of dollars in propaganda campaigns to counteract the will of the people of California, who simply say, let us see what is in our food. Let us know. Put it on the label, dagnammit. Let us know. We want to know what's in our food. And then they're saying, no. If you do that, everybody will starve. People in Africa will go hungry. I mean, this is the kind of nonsense that they're trying to play out there. All the while, the RNC also changes the rules, which you can guarantee. This is the kind of behavior. If Romney's doing this in his campaign, he'll pull the same Obama stunts in consolidating power in the executive branch of government. I'm going to get to that momentarily. But first things first, how do you heal gastrointestinal health? Well, how do you heal the lining? There are a lot of things from a supplemental perspective, including L-glutamine, that can help. But I utilize the silver hydrosol that you've heard me say about Sovereign Silver. I'll take an ounce of the silver with an ounce of aloe vera juice, pure organic, simple, carried directly together into the gastrointestinal system three times a day. Three times a day prior to meals. Why do I do that? I want the silver down there to eradicate dysbiosis and candida. I want the silver in there to downregulate inflammation. I want the silver in there to upregulate the healing of tissue. The aloe, of course, has its own healing properties that complement it in this case. And then I want the probiotics that we get from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com, the Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, to replenish and repopulate the gut that is being healed, or is that fully healed, depending on how long it takes you. Simple things could be a week to 2 weeks. Long-standing issues, like they mentioned in this article about inflammatory bowel diseases like Crohn's, could be 4, 6, or even 8 weeks. But as you've heard me discuss the methods, the barbaric methods, including those of cancer oncology, the barbaric methods of gastroenterologists, to put you on one antibiotic after another, and that doesn't work. And then prednisone, powerful steroid hormone, cortisones and steroids, until they don't work. They wipe out your immune system and they don't work. And then they go to the colorectal surgeon and say, hey, can you remove their colon? Here's a plastic bag they can wear. No, not here. Not now. Not ever. Hey, we got more audio clips. Lou Rockwell at the Sun Dome in praise of Ron Paul. Not for his ego's sake, but for the sake of the movement. If we're going to restore liberty, listen to some of the things we're going to talk about. Next couple of segments here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check out all the links at robertscottbell.com. Back after this, thanks to our sponsors.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Giving the pharmaceutical industry cardiac arrest.
Clear.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, if you want healing, you're in the right place. The Robert Scott Bell Show continues here on GCN. We kick off the week every Sunday. Grateful that you're here with me. All I ask is you say thanks to those who support this message. And we do it five additional days of the week through Natural News Radio. Links up through robertscottbell.com. Thanks again to Joni Cox for dropping by and giving us that update on the Jay Matthews family. We will be following that as well. But the tyranny of big government lovers on the left and the right, yes, that includes Mitt Romney. Incredible. Absolutely incredible. By the way, detoxify, I think you buy 3 months, get one free. That's getthetea.com. That's right, getthetea.com. As well as the One World Way that we consume here at the Robert Scott Bell family household. OneWorldWay.com. Check it out, W-H-E-Y. Now, what else? They said it was in bad taste to have a rally, Ron Paul rally, at the time of the RNC. Bad taste, you know what bad taste is? Violating the rule of law. Ignoring the Constitution. Domestic interventionism and foreign interventionism. How about militarism? Yep, Lou Rockwell was there this morning, and we've got exclusive audio first breaking news right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show from the Ron Paul Rally for the Future at the Sun Dome. Lou Rockwell on militarism.
Ron has always opposed militarism. He's opposed the empire. He wants to bring all the troops home, all of them. And, of course, this is why, of all the candidates, he got the most support from both active service guys and from veterans, people who understand what's going on, know they're being used as cannon fodder, think they're supposed to only defend our country, not invade and occupy other people's countries.
Yeah, and as I said, if you think you're a Republican and you claim to be pro-life, how can you be pro-life? How can you be pro-life and justify your aborting unborn babies overseas? What? It's an accident? It's collateral damage? Somehow that's less of a concern to you than when it's done on purpose? Come on, man. This will continue under Romney. I wish it weren't true. And I'm not a fan of Obama here. You know that. We take them all to task here. But you understand why it is necessary to either support Ron Paul or opt out. Be part of the opt-out revolution, as Jerry Doyle calls it. Yes, Gary Johnson's a lot better than the other two as well. But if you're going to participate, well, try not to pull a trigger for the Republican or Democrat. Is it a trigger? It's a lever. A lever. Oh, I'm sorry, but it was the shooting in New York that we covered with Prozac for bullets. We also have Lou Rockwell talking about the FDA and Big Pharma. Who has spoken truth to power more on this issue than the good Dr. Ron Paul?
Alone in Congress, he's fought all his time for our rights to take the vitamins and the mineral supplements we want. Against the FDA, against Big Pharma, against all the agencies and companies that would like to oppose us, in cahoots with the government, of course.
That alone is huge enough to say, all right, enough already. Stop playing around. Even though Mitt Romney, Mormon that he is, he doesn't originally come from Utah, but in Utah they hail the Mormons there, the LDS Church, a lot of involvement in the business of dietary supplements. You know, Orrin Hatch is from Utah. But it doesn't matter. He's not going to roll back the FDA. Have you seen any evidence in his platform to do that? Did they say that they would roll the FDA back out of the raw milk limitations and restrictions on interstate transport of raw milk? Real milk! The only real milk! My God! Do you read the Bible? Do you understand that they didn't pasteurize milk back then? They didn't homogenize it. They didn't alter it with recombinant bovine growth hormone. But then somebody will say, well, that was when the Bible was written. That's different today. We've got lots more people. No! Grow the food. Feed the cows. Pasture them. Just as it was written about in the Bible. And you'll be fine drinking the milk. We do. Raw milk for my kids. Oh, no! Yeah, in many states, you have to tell them your kids are your pets. Of course, in America, if you have a marriage license and a birth certificate, these children become animals for the state. Talk about cannon fodder overseas. They become vaccine fodder for the vaccine industry and for the doctors who are stupid enough to believe the lies coming out of the pharmaceutical industrial complex, their medical school training, that injecting innocent little children with toxic poisons is somehow going to help their immune system to respond in the presence of, you name the disease. Some of the diseases are actually made up and not actually caused by the virus that they claim is there that may not even be there. We've talked about that here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. You don't hear that anywhere else in the old media. We have an expertise here, and we're not haughty and arrogant with it. We're humbled because we acknowledge that the law of the terrain, as the Creator laid it down for all of us, is the way we stay healthy, is the way we restore health and return to health. The RNC is not going to restore health to this country. They're too far out away from the rule of law. Incredible, incredible stuff that's happening here. We've got more happening about the RNC and the anarchy that they are in responding to the Ron Paul revolution. And, of course, the show continues Monday through Friday on National News Radio. Check it all out at robertscottbell.com. Love to hear from you. We'll be back after this.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Romney be the saving grace when people wake up and see how bad Obama has been. I'm not so sure, because the centralized bureaucracy of which the federal government is what our founding fathers warned us about. Said, if you guys go to sleep, this is what's going to happen. Is there any evidence in the behavior of a Mitt Romney that suggests he would be much different than Barack Obama? I ask this with great pains in my heart because, well, I'm not endorsing Obama. You know that. You know where I stand here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. But centralized bureaucracy. Remember when he was governor of Massachusetts, he said it was okay for the state to mandate that you participate and purchase a product from the insurance industry that you may not have any interest in purchasing. Allopathic Modern Medical Insurance. But it's okay on the state level. Are you kidding me? And, of course, patterned after that, the federal level, Barack Obama's Obamacare. And now, if you see what the heavy-handed Obama-Romney administration will be, Romney is playing that game here with the RNC, changing the rules. You want to hear from the main delegation about the rules changes? This is what happens 4 years ago. The Republican Party is toast. Centralized bureaucracy, the Politburo, the Russian mafia, whatever you want to call it, the Republicans are right there with the Democrats. Not a whole lick of difference. Not a dime's worth. A silver dime's worth, by the way, because of Ron Paul. They actually mentioned gold in the platform. Will it change anything? I'm not so sure. But here, let's hear the rules changes for 4 years from now, and I'll show you why the Republican Party is toast.
Two of the new rules adopted will put the nails into the coffin of the party that we all have grown. The new addition to Rule 15 means that every state will send bound delegates. In the best case scenario, delegates will be awarded proportionally. In the worst case scenario, every state could become winner take all. Even worse, the winning candidate of the primary or preference poll will have full veto power over all the national delegates. The newly added Rule 12 allows the RNC to make changes to the rules between the conventions, as long as three-quarters of the RNC approves it. Three-quarters is irrelevant. As Morton Blackwell, National Committee Man from Virginia, has said, he served 25 years on the RNC. The chairman will always get what the chairman wants. We thought it was bad when the RNC didn't follow their own rules. What happens when they're allowed to change and bend the rules any way they'd like?
That's exactly it. Centralized bureaucracy under a Romney administration. How is it different than what we see under Obama? Except it's a little bit of a different direction. I cannot support nor endorse Mitt Romney. It is Obama or somebody else, but not Obama, not Romney. Of course, they could decide to torture you if you don't go along.
Ron Paul opposes torture. He opposes these concentration camps. He opposes the idea that the president should be able to assassinate anyone he wants. We now know that Joseph Stalin insisted on signing every death warrant personally because he enjoyed it so much. So I think of both Bush and Obama, maybe over breakfast, they're signing the death warrants of who they're going to kill today. It's not the way it's supposed to be.
Incredible, really. We've come to this point, or so far, from a constitutional republic. It's embarrassing. It's horrible. It's horrific. What are you going to do? Now, we'll have Ron Paul audio to play on tomorrow's Robert Scott Bell Show for those of you who couldn't be at the Sun Dome and more discussions. We do Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar as well. We'll talk about the case of the stolen child. Yes, the stolen child. That's right. If you do not cooperate with what we call the pharmaceutical allopathic oncology group that wants to poison your child, then you will lose your child. How will this happen? How will this play out? Well, it's playing out right now in the case of the Matthews family. And that is something I cannot stomach. It's hard enough to think that they would force vaccinations on you. But to think that they would take your child away from you because you have decided to go a different direction, because you have decided that toxic poisons in your children's veins is not an appropriate way to go. And it doesn't even look like there's any religious exemption to the field of oncology. Can you imagine that? You don't have any options whatsoever. Hey, we just got some audio in here. I hope this volume level is okay. Modified, if it might be a little hot, slightly, but I'm going to go ahead and play it. Jack Hunter, our good friend, the Southern Avenger, is basically relating the fact that, you know, we're here, the next generation is here, we're not going away. The question is it going to alter the Republican Party enough? Will it make a difference? Or is the Republican Party, as I predict, toast? I may be wrong. But let's hear from Jack Hunter right now from the Sun Dome, exclusive newest blast of audio. Even if you're not there, you are there because you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Here goes the Southern Avenger.
It is we that defy the heart of conservatism, the heart and soul of the conservatism, the conservative movement, more than any other movement in America today. Ron Paul has rekindled the fire of freedom, but it is we who carry that torch forward. Make no mistake, this is the cause of our lives. And like it or not, ready or not, liberty is on the way. Thank you.
Yeah, that's Jack Hunter. Liberty is on the way, if you will it, if you live it, if you exude it with every breath, if you no longer cower in fear and back down from every challenge. This is an incredible thing here to consider, that the RNC is not a party of limited government. It's not a party of small government. It's a party of tyranny. The Republican Party is a party of tyranny. As is, my friends, that you're learning, the Democratic Party, who are willing to abandon all principle. Abandon all principle, all ye who enter either major political party. Why? Because the Democratic Party says it's just fine, the NDAA, indefinite detention provision, because Obama is president. He's our guy. He's our leader. So we'll look the other way on wars. We'll look the other way on foreign incursions and interventions, but we don't look the other way here. We look it square in the eye, and we stand up against the bullies who would stand in the way of your freedom, your liberty, your health freedom, your freedom to choose. We got lots more stories to cover, but we're out of time today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. So do come back Monday, noon, Eastern Time, for more of the United States and World of Health Talk Radio. RobertScottBell.com is where to go. And say thank you to all my sponsors in the meantime. Back tomorrow. Until then, the power to heal is most definitely yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.